President Biden warned that democracy is on the ballot in the midterm elections. He said that what he called extreme MAGA Republicans are not only questioning the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, but elections that are underway now.
This is also the first election since the events of January 6th, when the armed angry mob stormed the U.S. Capitol. I wish I could say the assault on a democracy had ended that day, but I cannot. As I stand here today, there are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, Congress, Attorney General, Secretary of State, who won't commit. They will not commit to accepting the results of elections that they're running in. This is a path to chaos in America. It's unprecedented. It's unlawful. And it's un-American.
Biden didn't mention any of those candidates by name, but one of the most prominent is Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. She has said she would not have certified the election results for Biden as the sitting Republican Governor Doug Ducey did. She also has refused to say she will accept the results of next Tuesday's election if she loses. Biden urged voters to cast their ballots for candidates who will preserve democracy and not put it at risk.
This year, I hope you'll make the future of our democracy an important part of your decision to vote and how you vote. I hope you'll ask a simple question of each candidate you might vote for. Will that person accept the legitimate will of the American people, of the people voting in his district or her district? Will that person accept the outcome of the election, win or lose? The answer to that question is vital. And in my opinion, it should be decisive.
Biden spoke just days after the arrest of a suspect in the hammer attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Police say that David DePap was looking for Nancy Pelosi when he broke into her San Francisco home, carrying zip ties, duct tape, rope, and a hammer. He reportedly told police he wanted to take Nancy Pelosi hostage and threatened to break her kneecaps.
We must, with an overwhelming voice, stand against political violence and voter intimidation, period. Stand up and speak against it. We don't settle our differences in America with a riot, a mob, or a bullet, or a hammer.
The threats have led large numbers of election officials to resign, citing harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence. The Brennan Center said a survey it took earlier this year found that 1 in 5 election workers said they were likely to leave their jobs before the 2024 presidential election. Biden was explicit about pinning the blame on former President Trump.
You know, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the fact that he lost. He has abused his power and put the loyalty to himself before loyalty to the Constitution. And he's made a big lie, an article of faith in the MAGA Republican Party.
Biden's speech comes as polls indicate voters' number one preoccupation is inflation and the economy. A New York Times survey last month said that voters overwhelmingly believe democracy is under threat, but just 7% identified that as the most important problem facing the country. One senior White House advisor said tonight's speech was aimed at people who don't agree with Biden on his agenda or the issues, but who can unite behind the idea of the fundamental value of democracy. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.